they can do it, so can I. And when I think to myself, and when you start thinking to yourself, if they can do it, so can I, guess what? I'm going to have feelings that are more confident. They're more determined. They're more motivated. And those feelings are going to inspire actions that I'm going to figure out. I'm not giving it up. They're going to give us determination towards actions that, you know what? I'm going to Google it. I'm going to join the society. I'm going to invest in this program because I want to find out, because if they can do it, so can I.
A boss babe is unapologetically ambitious and paves the way for herself and other women to rise.
Keep going and fighting on.
She is on a mission to be her best self in all areas.
It's just believing in yourself.
Confidently stepping outside her comfort zone to create her own version of success.
Hey guys, Danielle here, and welcome back to another episode of the Boss Babe Business School here on the Boss Babe Podcast. So I love these shorter, easy to digest episodes that we have started doing recently, and we cover a wide variety of topics. But the one thing you're always going to count on me for is that they are really, really actionable. And that's why today I want to dive into mindset blocks and help you overcome them here and now. So let's just take a moment, and here's the reality, right? Every single one of us has mindset blocks, no matter who you are, whether these blocks have to do with money, productivity, career, anything really that's troubling you. It's a universal truth that we are all personally, and unfortunately in many ways, having to deal with these. But the important thing is we know how to overcome them because we can. And in this week's podcast episode, I'm going to give you some simple tricks on how to overcome these issues. Now, before we go any further, I'm going to be fully transparent and admit that I still have my own mindset blocks. And I want you to know that, because I think no matter where you're at in your career, it's really important that you accept that these are hurdles and it's a skill set to continually overcome them. But it's really important you recognize them, that there's nothing wrong with you if you have these mindset blocks. But if you recognize them, you can actually deal with them and you can work with them versus them working against you. Because the amazing thing about our brains are they are actually neuroplastic, which means we can actually change them, but only if we are intentional about making that change. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing on this podcast episode right now. So let's dive in. So you're probably wondering how the brain affects our mindset. Well, it's basically because our thoughts and our feelings create our actions. So let me say that again. Our thoughts and our feelings create our actions. That means the way you think literally affects the way you behave. The actions you take, the way you talk to your team or your employees, it's all related. I want you to think about them as kind of like a triangle. So if we had thoughts at the tops, then that would link to feelings, and then feelings would link to actions, and then actions would actually link back to thoughts. So let me give you an example. If you think you're not enough, you're going to feel like you are not enough, which means you're going to behave that way as well. You'll sell yourself short, price your product below its value, and spend all day wondering why you're not making enough money or having the confidence to do that thing in your business. Or, you know, let's take another example. Maybe that you think that money is a scarce resource. So that's your thought. So your feeling is going to become anxiousness around money, scarcity around money, nervousness, and then your actions are going to behave in that way. You might therefore not spend it wisely and kind of act in a way that you do lose it more quickly, because you're not wanting to learn about it and learn how to control money and bring that for you. One thing I've noticed, whether I'm speaking on stage or whether I'm speaking within the society, one of the most common mindset blocks I see for women is this thought of, that's not possible for me. And what that does is it curates the feeling of maybe feeling sad or low confidence or unmotivated, because why would they possibly be motivated when it's not possible for them, right? Then the actions that a lot of those women then see is a lack of action. Like, they don't take action because, well, it's not possible for me. Or they find reasons to prove themselves right, okay? So then that links back to, well, that is not possible for me. So it's like a reinforced loop that they then go around. So if you see yourself nodding along to this going, yeah, you know what? I'm a little bit guilty of that. I just want you to pause a second and do this exercise with me. So whatever you're doing, if you're driving, just be careful, listen along. If you're like working out, just really go into your thoughts and listen to this rewiring, because I think this is really, really powerful. Because when we catch ourselves thinking that's not possible for me, And I'm not saying you're not going to have these thoughts when, by the way, when I'm saying you're catching it, you're noticing it like, oh, that's not possible for me. But versus letting that triangle loop start, you're going to pause and be like, hang on a minute. What about if I rewired that and thought, if they can do it, so can I?
Let's take a minute to talk about one of my favorite educational platforms, Masterclass. I have been referring back to this platform for years, and I love that you can simply log in and take inspirational classes from world-class coaches no matter where you are. If you haven't explored Masterclass yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I think you'll really love what you see. One of the latest classes I tuned into was Anna Wintour's class on creativity and leadership. She takes you into her office as Vogue's editor-in-chief, and it was so inspiring to learn about her leadership style, team culture, and how she encourages creativity in her team. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. There are over 200 classes to choose from, with new classes added every month. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe, masterclass.com/bossbabe.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything prepackaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
And when I think to myself, and when you start thinking to yourself, if they can do it, so can I, guess what? I'm going to have feelings that are more confident. They're more determined. They're more motivated. And those feelings are going to inspire actions that I'm going to figure out. I'm not giving it up. They're going to give us determination towards actions that, you know what? I'm going to Google it. I'm going to join the society. I'm going to invest in this program because I want to find out, because if they can do it, so can I. And then that goes back to that thought. So you can see now how we create these loops of either positivity and action or negativity and inaction. Like I started off by sharing with you in this podcast episode, I'm not saying you are not going to have these thoughts or that these thoughts, these negative thoughts are wrong. But the important thing is that you take away from this is you don't have to go down the full spiral. You can be aware of it, pause, and then choose to rewire that into a positive one and go up that positive spiral. Part of it is around mindset blocks. It's about letting yourself transition from a negative to a positive and then creating the action points around that. And that's one thing I always say to my students within the society and on this podcast. Building a business really is about 80% mindset, 20% skill. Sure, you have to be able to add new skill sets and strategies to this stuff, but a lot of that comes from, first of all, having the mindset of wanting to learn new things, being willing to try things, being willing to give it a go, being able to keep going when most people will give up. And that's what sets you apart from most business people or most entrepreneurs or most people that you look to that are successful. The ones that are successful, and this is how you can be successful, is be in control of your mind. Think of your mind like a muscle that you need to exercise. when you first start switching from negative loops to positive loops, that's going to be a little bit challenging, just like when you go to the gym the first time. But the more you do it, that muscle will strengthen and get stronger and stronger. Before we close out today's Boss Babe Business School episode, I want you just to take a moment and write down, what is a mindset block that you are having right now? Is it that you are not good enough? Is it that you are not worthy of money? Is it that you don't deserve success? Is it that it's not possible for you? Like, really just stay in yourself in a moment, close your eyes, and just be like, what is the stumbling block that I keep seeming to fall over right now? And I want you to notice it, and I want you to draw out that triangle. Okay, well, what feelings is that giving me? And therefore, what thoughts is that making me have? And what actions am I having beyond that? You know, is that stopping me? Am I behaving in a certain way because of these thoughts and these feelings? And then when you notice that, I want you to rewire it. I want you to write down the opposite thought that you could have, the positive feedback loop, and say, okay, well, how am I going to feel when I have that positive feedback loop? When I have that positive feedback loop with that thought and that feeling, what are the actions that I'm going to create? And just know, the brain is neuroplastic. Science has made you this way so that you can change, you can pivot, you can make these tweaks. It's all possible for you. It's all possible for me. And just take 5 minutes out of your day today, whether right now or later on, to do this exercise and DM me your new thoughts that you are having and how this actually affects your life and goes on to affect your actions. Okay, I'm going to see you on the next episode, whether it's an interview or you're going to tune into the Boss Babe Business School for more actionable advice. Oh, and don't forget, if you love these new Boss Babe Business School episodes, I would love for you to write me a little review. I read every single one of them. They mean the absolute world to me. So please drop us a review, whichever platform you're listening on, because just know Natalie and I are so very grateful. Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode on the Boss Babe podcast, then I'd absolutely love it if you leave us a review. As a thank you, we'll send you our Side Hustle Success Kit, your simple, no BS guide to keeping track of everything that you need to do to start and grow your business. To access this freebie, all you need to do is leave us a review, then share a screenshot of your review with contact@bossbabe.com, and we'll send this must-have kit straight to your inbox.